Hey, cats and kittens, and welcome to episode 155 of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. As you all know, we are a Paul McCartney talk show mainly dealing with the solo career of Paul McCartney. I'm one of your two co-hosts today, Tom Hunyadi, and you may know me from my other show, Talk More Talk, a solo Beatles video cast. And with me, as always, is my partner in crime, a backwards traveler. He is Andy Nichols. Andy, my friend, what's going on?
Good afternoon, partner, and welcome back, and good to be back, and ready to reconstruct some classic Macca albums.
That's right.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's right. We're taking three McCartney records, and we're removing some songs, and then we're adding some songs. So these albums that we picked, they have stuff that was recorded during those sessions and weren't included on the album, so we're going to remove, add, and make it a better album for us, right? And to help us do that,
he's here. He is back.
Man, it's been a while. Andy and I have had the pleasure of being guests on his wonderful Macca in Your Attic show, which is the Paul or Nothing spinoff show, which he's been premiering on YouTube now for a good, 4 or 5 months now?
Yeah, we're over about 30 episodes now. Yeah. So
we're pleased to help us welcome back Sam Wiles. Sam, my friend.
Hey, guys. What's going on, Beatle buddies?
Yes.
Beatles always to battle!
Yeah, you know, it's always an honor being behind enemy lines, as it were. I was speaking with Ken Michaels yesterday about off-the-ground B-sides, as it so happens, relates to today quite well. But I mentioned I was coming on here, and he went, "Oh, what's it called? Three Legs now, then?" And that is how I feel, you know. It's all brought together. There is no better place to get McCartney content than right here, right now.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that. And it's always good to have. Yes, of course.
Our frenemy is here, baby.
Right. Yes,
and he's rocking this lovely 1969 Paul Let It Be style. And, you know, you got it. Yeah. All that's missing is you sitting behind a piano and, you know, drinking tea and toast, eating toast.
People in 20 years are going to think that, you know, Two Legs broke up because Sam sat in on a podcast. You know.
Oh, very good, very good. So, as we were talking about, got together, came up with this idea. I think, Sam, we did this on your show with Egypt Station, right? Or was it on here? I can't remember.
I think it was
good here. Question.
I think it was. I believe it was on Two Legs. Maybe over a year ago.
No,
maybe we both went on the Take It Away podcast. Who knows?
Maybe we did. Yeah.
Who's that? Who are those people? We don't know who those people are.
Well, anyways, but we're taking three records that have multiple tracks that were either non-album B-sides or just songs that weren't on the album, and we're going to remove some songs that were on the album and then add the ones that we want to make a better record, in our opinion. And I think we're going to do that, and we're going to jump right to it. We don't really have any news to do today, so we're going to
move along. There's nothing really to talk about this week. We're waiting patiently for that half speed of Wildlife. That's about it.
Can't wait for that. Yes, and we're waiting for another archive announcement, which we didn't get last year. So hopefully, fingers crossed, Sam can spend some more Patreon money and get, get a nice archive collection this year.
I need one.
Yes, you need one. Yeah, you're Jonesing, I can see.
He's ready. Good question. I guess that you could ask Tom is why these three albums? Why did we choose London Town, Flowers in the Dirt, and Off the Ground? I mean, you could have your pick of any McCartney album, really, and do this with it.
Exactly, and that's the thing is hopefully we can continue doing this. A few months down the line, and we just make this a series for us three to continue to have fun with. And the reason why these three is because they've got a good amount of tracks that we can replace songs that we may not like.
Right.
You know. So
you couldn't do this. Yeah, you couldn't do this with like, you know, certain like.
You couldn't
McCartney.
Do it with Driving Rain though, or right. McCartney. You know,
certain you just couldn't. You know, there's not a lot of extra material sitting out there that you could just slide in. But I tell you, you could for almost every Macca album, you could do this with it almost.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could still do this with Red Rose Speedway. You can just do the single album. You know, you don't have to make it a double album.
You could have a field day with McCartney too.
Yeah, exactly, and Ram as well. Yeah, absolutely. So, but
sadly,
you
can't do it for McCartney 3, which is annoying. You know,
yet.
Where are
not
those like 12 extra tracks that were first mentioned like 2 years ago?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Who knows? But you know, we could do it with new. You know, we could do it with Chaos and Creation for sure. You know, so
yeah.
So there's still some more fun out there to be had. Tug of War. You know, I would have loved to get It's Not On a Pipes of Peace, you know, obviously.
I know what you'd swap out for that. Hey, hey.
Yeah, hey, hey, probably.
Not hey, hey. Oh, no, that's a great song.
I'm keeping Hey, Hey with you, Sam. I'm with you, Sam.
Hey, hey, yeah.
Okay, both
of Peace ain't going nowhere as well.
Oh, it sure is. It's out of there. Anyways, but we are going to start with London Town. All three of us will take a turn going first. And, you know, tracks for London Town that you could potentially use, you know, just to give an example, would be Girls' School. You could use Waterspout. You could use Boil Crisis. You can use Mall of Kintyre. I'm sure there's some other stuff that was recorded during that time that we can also throw in there as well. So since... I'm the host for this episode, or the moderator, whatever you want to say. I'll go first just to get it out of the way because I know this is one of Andy's favorite records and I wanted him to go last on this one. But Sam, you got something to say here?
Just before we start, I know when you and me, Tom, did something similar a while back, I'm quite a slave to the format. So
right.
Are you two just swapping out songs, or are you trying to keep to that 45-minute, 50-minute limitation?
No, yes and no. I mean, you could cheat a little bit, you know. Mm. I mean, there's a good chance that these tracks will even themselves out, you know what I mean?
Right, running time and all that.
Running time, right, exactly. So, you can cheat a little bit. I mean, there could probably be just a, you know, slight... dead wax at the end of the vinyl, you know.
Mine are perfectly formatted, neither side is longer than 25 minutes on either side, and that's where most of the hard choices came from.
You did your homework there, Sam.
Oh, no, however, I will kill some darlings here.
I will tell you that I am when we get the flowers, I'm considering the CD version because of La Soleil. I want to get that track out of there, but...
That changes things a little bit. Now you're going on the CD version. Okay. I got to make some changes
together,
now.
Sam.
Right.
All right. If we're counting the CD version, that changes things.
Yes.
Mine's actually on mini disc, so that's what I'm counting as.
Okay.
Eight-track. Put it on 8-track.
All right. So London Town, which is has become... you know, a favorite, and it's an album that I've enjoyed since I would say probably the mid 90s. It was when I really discovered it and played it, you know, started playing it a lot. So I do really enjoy the record a lot. However, there's three songs that I'm removing from this album, and those songs are Children, Girlfriend. And Famous Groupies.
Not Famous Groupies.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. But what this album is missing is what? It's missing balls. I want to give it a little more oomph.
Doesn't need any. Doesn't need
then you're undervaluing Jimmy.
That's not the mood he was going for with this record.
I understand that, but this is my London Town. And I'm going to give it some more balls.
Go ahead.
So, therefore, I'm adding Girls' School to this album, which I think, you know, should have been there. I'm also adding Boil Crisis, you know, a finished Boil Crisis, you know, give it a little bit more work, and hopefully, you know, because I think it was just Paul on this version of Boyle Crisis.
Yeah.
And then Waterspout, which again, you know, is a song that, you know, needs more love. It should, you know, was going to come out on a Cold Cuts. It was going to actually come out on All the Best. Yeah. So, you know, I want to give Waterspout its due and put that on there. So, so getting rid of Children, Girlfriend, Famous Groupies, and adding a little bit more oomph to it with Girl School, Boyle Crisis, and Water Spout. So that's going to be my my London town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good up, Sam.
Come on, Sam.
Yeah. This is actually the episode I did latest on my Listen With Sam side series, where I just listen to the album, talk over it incessantly, very boringly. And I really have fallen in love with it again recently. And, you know, you could see it as like the off the ground of the 70s. It's a little more mellow, a little more folksy, less rock enthused. But following Wings at the Speed of Sound, that probably wasn't the best choice. You probably should have made up for lost ground a little more and done a Back to the Egg style album, so with a bit more chum to it, like you say. I've pretty much gone for the exact same thing you've done, Tom. I've added, I've actually got a track listing as well. Track one, Girl School, going straight into I've Had Enough and I'm Carrying. Then Boyle Crisis, Mullican Tire with a Little Luck. Then side two, Open with Waterspout. Then all the rest are from the original album, Name and Address, Famous Groupies, Deliver Your Children, Don't Let It Bring You Down, More Smooth and the Grey Goose, largely unchanged. And that means I've had to drop quite a few more, actually. I've dropped the title track. I've dropped Left Bank. I've dropped Cufflink, Backwards Traveler. It's been a massacre. And Children.
But what are you calling the album then? If you're dropping the title track,
Water Wings,
which is a bootleg title, by the way.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Maybe
right.
Like El Toro Passing or something.
Maybe.
Or Rude, because a lot of it was in Rude Studios as well. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm fine. I'm completely fine with Mullican Tire being on its own. I think it works better as a single myself, a non-album track.
I mean, when you've got like Deliver Your Children, Famous Groupies, Don't Let It Bring You Down, all these acoustic tracks, I think it's nice to have it on the album as well. But Boyle Crisis, what an underrated track. People hate this one. I have no idea why. Like a Paul McCartney song that starts with "Da-na-na-na-na," cut his head off. And just shouting it. I love it. Like, I mean, I know that apparently his kids weren't all too impressed with his attempt at punk. But you know, it's just a silly love songs of punk. It's just him kind of taking the piss, really. And I think that gives it a lot of fun and energy. Girls School opening the album for me is that kicks it off. You know, just starting with three cheers for the girls. Hooray!
Hip, hip. Hip, hip.
It would be cool to think of it like that. I mean, it does change the whole feel, the whole record, by opening up with something with as much oomph as that. That would be a hell of an opener, though. It would.
Yeah. And then going into I've Had Enough as well, just to like two rock songs in a row, just to kind of trick people into thinking that that's going to be the majority of the
majority,
album.
Right.
Of course, though, The Heart and Soul is the synthy ballad classic with a little luck. So,
right.
Yes. I thought I'd have that close side one. Although,
there you go.
Yeah. Having it next to Mullican Tire, though, might sap some of the energy out of it. I don't know. But side two, Famous Groupies, Deliver Your Children, Don't Let It Bring You Down, More Smooth Than the Grey Goose. Taking out name and Address, I feel that just flows so much better. But those songs have to be on side two in that order. Famous Groupies goes into Deliver Your Children so perfectly. the transition of those laughing monkeys into... It's so mellifluous. It's great. For me, though, I reckon I'd have Mullican Tire as a single with Backwards and Cufflink as the B-side. Girls School is now its own A side with Children as the B side. With a Little Luck is still a single with Cafe on the Left Bank. And then you have, I took out Girlfriend as well. And then Waterspout would be the final single with Girlfriend as the B side.
Mm. Okay.
That's my London town.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm definitely keeping Mulligan Tire, and then I was definitely gonna probably add like a girlfriend or a or children on the B side, just to give Denny a little bit more change in his pocket for a pub pub visit.
Rather embarrassingly, on one of my latest Hot Hits and Cold Cuts episodes, I was looking at the London town era. I found on the Water Wings bootleg there was a song called "Find a Way."
Find a way.
And I was like, oh, cool, this could have been the one that replaced Children. And then just today, I realized that it's a song from Our Lane in 73. So another classic Paul or Nothing editing mistake that can never be changed. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It's not as embarrassing as the time I said, goodbye, what's this? I've never heard of this before. And everyone was like... That's the song he gave to her, Sam. Come on. Oh, well.
We can't know everything.
Let's hear from the real London Town fan now.
Well, okay. So I love the folkiness of this album. I respect your decision to make it an album with a little more balls. I think that's really original and unique, which I give you a lot of respect for. And it would be cool to listen to it that way, but I just love the low-key mellowness of the record. So I'm not going to change it up too much. I am actually going to lose Name and Address, gone. I'm going to drop Cafe on the Left Bank, also gone.
Wow.
I've after London Town, that majestic opening, and then going to that crunchy... I like the song on its own. It's sequencing in the album. If it was later, it maybe be better. I just hate where it's sequenced on the record. So that one's got to go. And I'm also ditching Famous Groupies. I'm getting rid of that. I'm getting
what
rid of that.
What's going on with you two? Oh my god!
I'm getting rid of Famous Groupies. I have to get rid of that one. I mean, I love again on its own, fine. But it and I love your point about how it just ends with those little seagull ending. I like that. But listen, you had to make some choices to be cut. Now, those three are the ones that I'm getting rid of. Replacing that, I'm going to throw Girl School on the record. So it's going to the album still will have some balls, so to speak. And rockers, not as much as you starting the album off with it like you did. But Girl School definitely would be on there to make the record better for me. Water Spout, no brainer with my co-host there would be on there as well. But I'm also going to include Mulligan Tire on this record. I think that would complete the record in terms of its kind of folkiness, feel. Right. I know Children almost. I was going to 86 that song and get rid of that. But I felt that kind of, and I know Tom's not big on that song. I know he doesn't like Children, but I think between that, Deliver Your Children, Don't Let It Bring You Down, Girlfriend, I'm Carrying, London Town, obviously with a little luck, adding Mulligan Tire into that really would complete the whole feel, the whole low-key mellowness for the album with the occasional, with having... awesome rocker like Girl School on there. Now I'm dropping Name and Address, which is like the rocker, but I'm replacing it with an even better rocker, in my opinion, with Girl School.
Right.
The thing is with Name and Address as well, like it was a cool idea at the time to do an Elvis kind of appreciation tribute song because he died that year. But that hasn't translated years on now. It does stick out a bit like Taxman on Revolver. You know what I mean? It's like, what's this doing here?
Well, we're going to compare Name and Address to Taxman now?
No, not Taxman. Dr. Roberts.
Dr. Roberts.
Yeah. So what? What's wrong with Dr. Robert?
It's not a Revolver song.
Yes, it is.
Nah, it feels much older to me.
Really?
The guitar track and the vocal melody just feels a bit more.
If you were an original Beatle fan in this country, it wasn't a Revolver song. It was on Yesterday and Today.
one of the fake albums. Yeah, I guess.
So. Yeah. Interesting viewpoint.
But I'm a guy who considers Hey Jude a proper album in England though, so I'm a bit of an anomaly.
Fair.
You can't get it here for like under 20, 30 quid. You have to ship it over.
Really?
You can't get it over there, huh? It was never produced over there.
No, it was. I have a Parlophone pressing of Hey Jude.
Really? Okay. Yep. I didn't know it was pressed over there.
Absolutely.
It was pressed to play.
Yeah. I guess you've never seen that. But yeah, they have them. But it is what it is.
Okay. Cool. All right, that's London Town. We're gonna move to 11 years later to 89. We're gonna talk Flowers in the Dirt. Now, when Flowers was being, you know, as singles were dropping, we were getting non-album B-sides, CD singles, cassette singles, whatever you're saying. We were getting a lot of cuss singles. There you go. That weren't on the album. So this was actually really easy to come up with a bunch of songs to replace songs. If I think Flowers in the Dirt is a good album, a really good album, a real strong album. I know Ken Michaels thinks it's the best Paul McCartney record. And he talked about that with you, right, Sam?
Yeah.
You guys did the Flowers in the Dirt show together, right?
Yeah, Flowers and Press are his two favorites, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah. I knew Press. He obviously is a staunch supporter of Press. I didn't know he felt the same way about Flowers in the Dirt.
Yeah, that's his favorite.
It's almost as if the albums from the time you were a fan are somehow the best. Just a coincidence, maybe. Just a coincidence.
Right. But we're going to start with Sam on this one, with Flowers in the Dirt. So, Sam, let us know how you reconstruct Flowers in the Dirt.
Yeah, this is another album that I love. It's one of the first where I kind of just went along with the hype and didn't try and challenge it. Though for me, the bonus material is not really what I drew from. It doesn't particularly interest me. So for me, I've actually gone back a couple of songs were taken from a few years before. What was the other guy? The guy who did We Got Married and Lindy.
David Foster.
David Foster sessions. Yeah. I've not taken from that, but I have taken from the Phil Ramone sessions, which is,
okay,
you know, the Return to Pepperland kind of concept album. Right. Never got released. Loads of great songs. Some were like bonus tracks on the Flaming Pie archive set.
Right.
Ubu Jubu, that kind of thing. But yeah, that's my own little head canon, I guess. And my main objective was to take out the two obviously infused Elvis Costello tracks. They're not my favorites on that album at all. I'd rather have an EP called the McCartney McManus Sessions, which has That Day Is Done, You Want Her Too, So Like Candy, Tommy's Coming Home, and 20 Fine Fingers. Have that as something separate for the fans to buy. Maybe a single from that, I'm not sure. But yeah, this is mostly just my favorites. It's not I'm not particularly trying to steer it in any direction. I'm just trying to call from what I consider to be the best material. We're going to start side one with the single version of Figure of Eight, not that album remix. That is a bonus track for the future. Leave it off. The single version's way better. Going straight into Back on My Feet. That also could have been on Off the Best, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
All-time McCartney classic. Straight into Love Come Tumbling Down from the Phil Ramone sessions. Then we go into Distractions, We Got Married, and I Love This House, also from the same sessions. I thought it'd be nice to have We Got Married followed by I Love This House. Right. You know, found the flat after that. Yeah. We got married.
I Love This House.
And Gilmore, right. Gilmore.
Yeah, Gilmore and Dave Maddox.
Yeah, one of the unsung McCartney collaborators, really. Right. Then side two, open with My Brave Face, an obvious choice. This one, Don't Be Careless, Love. Then put it there. How many people? Ending with the best song, Où Est Soleil. Getting rid of Motor of Love, the two Costello tracks. And right. I didn't want to lose Rough Ride. I do have a soft spot for Rough Ride. With that kind of, it's got a fun little sound to it, but I had to fit on Love Come Tumbling Down. I had to make that cut. Maybe have Return to Pepperland as a non-album single, backed with Atlantic Ocean. That could be fun. A single of Figure of Eight backed with Big Day. I need Big Day to be out there as well. I want all of these songs to be much more well known.
Right.
My Brave Face back with OSLA, and then eventually on the tour Paul would see French people dancing in the aisles, so I'm guessing the Put It There, Mum's Little Girl single would remain unchanged in my own alternate history. But it's a very different looking Flowers in the Dirt. Yeah, I don't even know how it looks. I'm not sure if it would gel together as well. I'd be interested to put it together in my own personal little Spotify playlist, but I think it works. I think it's thematically consistent. Yeah. It's a lot more experimental. Like, I love this house, and Away of Soleil, ending both sides, has a little McCartney 2 flair to it, you know, that kind of synthy dance stuff that he does oh so well and doesn't do enough. I'm proud of this one. I think it works.
Right. So how many songs did you remove then?
So I've taken off Rough Ride. I've taken out That Day Is Done, You Want Her To, Motor of Love. Yeah, I believe that's the four I took off.
So four track. Okay, cool. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, you definitely got a couple songs there. Definitely one song we mashed on. I think two, maybe. Looking forward to doing mine. But Andy, you're going to go first on this one, or next, I should say.
Okay.
So your Flowers in the Dirt, how did you reconstruct this one?
Okay, for Flowers in the Dirt, I like the Costello co-writes, but those to me pale in comparison to the McCartney originals. So I had to toss out two of those, Don't Be Careless Love and You Want Her To. I got rid of those. I mean, I like them, but I don't like them as much as I do McCartney's original stuff. Obviously, My Brave Face, the kind of the gold standard of the McCartney-Costello, collaboration, wouldn't have changed the sequencing. I mean, I didn't resequence the album like Sam did, but I think it's a perfect, one of his best album openers of all time, My Brave Face. I think you would agree. And I also, now that we know that we're going with the CD version, I changed my third song that I was going to get rid of, and now I'm getting rid of Ue Este Sole because I can't stand that freaking song. Don't like it.
It's so good.
Almighty.
I mean, I would rather have
loved that. How do you not love that? Oh my gosh.
Oh, God Almighty.
I would rather have had Party Party on there besides that. Other than
besides what?
Party is besides what? Love Me Do quality.
Oh, right. So, and this is one case where the album, the original album version ending with one of Tom's favorites, Motor of Love, was a good decision. And I already know that's probably one of the ones he 86'd. I know it. Yeah. I know he probably is going to junk that one. I know it. I just know he is. Yeah. I like Motor of Love. I know it's schmaltzy, but give me more schmaltz. More schmaltz all the time. The three that I've replaced those, Don't Be Careless Love, You Want Her To, and Ule Is So, like, I'm throwing back on my feet. That's why I asked you if would you mind if I threw that into the rotation?
No, because
and it gets lumped in with this period anyway on the old Japanese.
Yeah.
It's on the Japanese edition anyway.
That's cool.
So I kind of like to associate that. If that was resequenced in there, I think that would have to be on there for sure. I'm going to throw Same Love on there, which is a song I know that Tom also equally loves as much. I think if Same Love is on there, that makes a great album even greater.
Right.
And I'm going to throw the My Brave Face B-side, Flying to My Home, on this record as well.
There you go.
I don't know where I would resequence things. I didn't go to the efforts that our friend Sam did to resequence and figure out where we'd like it. I wouldn't end the album with Flying to My Home. Probably somewhere in the middle. I'm going to definitely opening up with My Brave Face. And I would close the album with That Day Is Done, because that kind of ties a whole kind of bow on the album anyway. It's kind of the unofficial theme.
Yeah,
right. Whole album anyway. That Day Is Done.
The title. Yeah,
right. So I would end the record with That Day Is Done, but I would work in Back on My Feet, Same Love, and Flying to My Home in replacement of Don't Be Careless Love, You Want Her To, and Ue Es La Sole.
Okay. Very good. I'm a big fan of this record. I think it's great. I mean, when it came out a few years back ago on the archives list, I mean, I just was total love with this album. However, again, those songs that were left off, years ago, the Phil Ramone stuff, David Foster stuff, I just think myself, could have made a really good album, surprisingly, or a better album. Surprisingly, this was the album I took most songs off of. I thought it was going to be the others. Yeah, I thought it was going to be the last record we were going to talk about.
You took more than three off?
Oh, absolutely. I think I took six off.
Six?
Yes.
Am I the only one playing by the rules here? The email said, take three.
No, three. No, 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 no. We changed that.
I do not follow rules.
When? The email said, take three off and replace it with three. And I said,
yeah, but
okay.
I thought I said no. Then I went back and I said, no, you can do whatever you want.
God, that's like Christmas.
I text you. Yeah, I know, right? This is
all right. Well, listen.
Mom, Dad, please stop shouting. You're upsetting me.
Fair enough. Go ahead, partner.
Turning to drink.
Yes. Well, here comes the backhand, boy. Anyways, but yeah, I ended up removing six because the six songs that, you know, didn't end up on an album or B-sides, I adore them. So obviously, you know, somehow I removed Rough Ride. I did. And that would be the first track that I moved. I do like the Elvis Costello stuff, except for one. I think I ended up taking one off. So I took a Lula Salissa Delay. I took off Motor of Love. I took off How Many People. I took off That Day Is Done. I took off Rough Ride. And I took off Don't Be Careless Love.
Well, all right. We're all in agreement on that song.
Right.
To go,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. You're out of here. Right.
Yeah. You're out.
But and here's the also thing. But I think that, you know, Once Upon a Long Ago and Back on My Feet is a perfect single. So I didn't even consider of those tracks. Yeah.
Okay.
For this, because you know how he likes to keep it. You know, where people aren't buying it again. You know, on
right.
the album. So just keep it. Keep, you know, the Beatle format. But you know, I added Flying to My Home. Which, you know, again, I think everybody can agree that this would have made this album better. A track that I don't get how neither Elvis or Paul didn't use 20 Fine Fingers.
20 Fine Fingers.
I just don't get it. And I love that style that they did that. So I'm going with that. Definitely going with I Love This House. Want to keep a couple Gilmore tracks on that album to replace the, you know, McManus, McCartney tracks that I took off. I want to end the album with Same Love because I just adore that opening piano track from Nicky Hopkins. Thank you. The Billy Joel song that never was, Loveliest Thing, I'm putting on the record as well. And
which
then, you
works.
Know, yeah. And then from the moment I heard the song, I adored it. And I love Lindiana, you know. You know, I think that's just another great track. I mean, it fits the album. I mean, the album to me is very adult contemporary, right?
Yeah.
And I you know, and Lindiana fits that. I think so yeah, so I'm adding Flying to My Home, 25 Fingers, I Love This House, Same Love, Loveliest Thing, and Lindiana. So it's almost like a Cold Cuts record.
Yeah,
you know, or Return to Pepperland, if you will. I'm taking, you know, most
you're
of
taking
that
a little
there.
Bit you're taking that you're taking a mashup of Return to Pepperland and Flowers and making a new
right
thing.
Exactly.
Kind of what Sam did with London Town in a way, kind of rejigging the album completely. Which is, you know, lots, and again, you're pulling from that era too. You've got a lot,
and
of,
it's right.
You're pulling,
and it still has the same feel. You know, those songs kind of have the same feel to the songs that are on Flaming Pie already. You know, there are kind of like ballady songs.
Flowers, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have taken Beautiful Night, but then you would have screwed up Flaming Pie.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, no.
The
no.
timeline gets all screwy after that point.
Yeah, thank God he sat on that one for a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, trying not to do that, but yeah, I mean, I think this makes Flowers, you know, a McCartney classic.
I mean, well, listen, it did well better in the UK than it did here. It was a number one.
Number one in the UK.
Travesty! What were you guys doing over there? Was Salt and Pepper doing the rounds at that point? And you just got distracted.
The album was bought for me as a Christmas present. I was 8 years old, so my family did their part. They bought it. They bought it in '89 because it was a Christmas gift. Was it my
record
or
CD?
Record, vinyl.
Yeah.
So I mean, they did their part.
You lot were going crazy for him touring live, and you would have thought, you know, a couple of 100,000 people would have gone, right, let's buy that album after we've seen him.
I know.
Just didn't happen. I feel like Tripping the Life Fantastic probably sold more than Flaming Pie in the end.
Well, I think there's something to be said about, you know, you go 3 years in between releasing records, and then you have all of these, you know, I mean, hair metal in the U.S. was huge. You know, Madonna, Janet Jackson's huge. You know, the, you know, you got, you know, hip hop coming in strong, you know, with LL Cool J and all of them, you know,
Eric
coming
B
in.
And Rakim. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's a different world over here. Because at that time, Paul was having more success in the UK than he was here.
Yep, a trend that has really continued since that time. His albums have done better in the UK than they have here, with the exception of Flaming Pie, which did well here, and McCartney 3.
Yeah.
Well, clearly not as well as the next album we're going to talk about did in the Netherlands and Germany.
They went crazy for this one.
They got off the ground the complete works, and I said this to her, Ken. I'm not bemoaning this because those two territories aren't like proper countries worth having decent releases, but it's like at least Japan gets bonus stuff because of their tax laws. It's not because it sells more over there. Why couldn't we in England and the US have had this double album's worth of material? It makes no sense. Makes no sense at all.
Yeah, you know, going now as we're talking to Off the Ground, you know, when we did talk to Julian Mendelssohn about that, he didn't really have much of a recollection about the, you know, the track listing, and I don't think they ever considered making it a double record at that time either. No, it could have been interesting. However, though, you got to imagine, though, when you have a CD, when you have 80 minutes worth of stuff, you know, but the thing is, the vinyl matches the CD. There was no, like, you know, slapped on the CD version. You know, I'm surprised he didn't add another track or two on the CD.
This was the era when the artists were like, oh, suddenly I've got 80 minutes on the disc. I'm going to just, you know, which didn't necessarily only translate well into having the best quality
driving
material.
Rain.
Right. Oh, I've got 80 minutes, so I can throw 80 minutes on there. Well, albums don't actually need to be 80 minutes, as we know. They can be perfectly constructed at 45, 50 minutes, as Sam pointed out with London Town, which is even a longer album anyway.
Yeah, that's a long Wings album.
It's over 50 minutes, which is a long, but still, for 1978, 14 tracks, still, I mean, that's enough. I mean, you know, suddenly we get to the CD and we can go, oh, we're going to make 80 minutes. You know, I mean, but clearly with Off the Ground, early 90s, he's still 12 tracks, 11 or 12 tracks still. So he could have, but, you know, this is why we're swapping three out and throwing three on. Does it change the running time? Which I'm sure Sam knows.
Look at this. Wildlife is 37 minutes 43.
Right.
Oh my gosh. They added an extra 15 minutes to London Town. Wow.
Yeah, which is a lot of time. And at the expense, usually, especially in the 90s when vinyl pressings were so scarce, it was really compressed. You're shoving a lot of, you know, the vinyl. That's why, like, a half speed remaster of Off the Ground, we got the Flaming Pie. The albums, they really needed it because the records in the 90s were just not pressed as well. So you're taking all that music and compressing it onto a single vinyl LP.
Yeah.
It's not going to sound as good as you get a half speed remaster with these longer albums like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we talked about Wildlife on Talk More Talk a few weeks ago, and yeah, you brought up a good point. 37 minutes. I mean, just think of how much. And I love Wildlife. And think about how much better it could have been if you had like A Love for You on that record. I think A Love for You would have been perfect. Maybe a Mama's Little Girl on that record. Maybe Little Land Dragonfly on that record. I mean, you got all these leftovers from the Ram sessions that...
The Great Cock and Seagull race.
There you go!
That one can stay off.
Talk about a wildlife right there. I mean,
When the Wind is Blowing could have been cool on
that. That should have been on there.
Perfect fit. Perfect fit right there. Perfect. Absolutely.
Even though who did that? Jay-Z did it. He did something.
Kanye.
Kanye.
One of those winners. Yeah.
Two fingers. Yeah.
Anyways, moving on to Off the Ground. I think
Your turn. Sam.
No, Sam's leading off on.
You're the one. You're the
no,
one
no,
gone
no,
first
no.
yet.
No, it's yeah, Andy, your turn. Andy. No, no, oh, Andy. You haven't gone first yet. So
okay,
your turn.
Okay. You know, Macca you know, ecologically minded written time here. I mean, the three songs I got rid of, again, I'm trying to keep the flow. I only took three off and edited. Right? I didn't really pull from any other sessions on this one, aside from, again, the amount of the B-sides that you have with this lovely off, you know.
Oh, you got it. Oh, you git. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
A goal every time Sam is on here is a goal is to show him something he doesn't have.
Here you go, so Sam.
Look, I'm sorry I don't have old man money, okay? Like,
oh, man. Old man money. I'm not old, dude.
Sam, I'm not old. We have working money.
I'm not old. And by the way, by the way, I got this probably when I was 20 years old, okay? So I was not working then. Or, you know, I probably bought it with lawnmower money or something. I got this CD probably 20 years old. Easy.
I owe it all to you. I owe it all to you.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's one of my ones that's got to go. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
You don't make me happy. Oh, no.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And that song's got to go. So I Owe It All to You is gone. Peace in the Neighborhood is also gone.
Yeah.
And Biker Like an Icon is also gone.
Fuck off right now. What are you talking about?
So long.
Like an Icon? It's such a good pun. No,
it is. It is. But I couldn't get rid of that at the expense of stuff like anything. Off the Ground, Looking for Changes, Deliverance, Mistress and Maid, or Golden Earth Girl, or Lovers, or Get Out of My Way, or Wine Dark, or Come On People. I'm not getting rid of any of those songs at the expense of those three. So they had to go. I'm replacing those three. And actually, I would have kicked off the album opener. Not even off the... I would have opened up with Long Leather Coat. That's what I'm going to... That's what's one of the ones I'm adding on to this. Yeah. I would have opened the album with Long Leather Coat. I love that track. I think it's one of his strongest ones. Melodies, great rocker. Nice little synthy thing going on there. The Bloody Red Floor with the whole, like, you know, Moog thing going on. I love that. I'm going to add the ballad, Kicked Around No More, one of his best songs, one of his best ballads. And, you know, I'm going to put on Macca Tiptoeing His Water Again with Politics with Big Boys Bickering because he just likes to just float it out there. Like he dips his toe into with Politics, but unlike John who dives head in. I'm gonna throw Big Boys Bickering on the album proper of Off the Ground.
That's a very political album now, especially with Looking for Changes, Long Leather Coat, and Big Boys.
Yes, so Long Leather Coat. That would be a much more political album with those two tracks, Long Leather Coat and Big Boys Bickering. But it completes, I think, where Paul was kind of at in terms of where his writing was and what he was pushing for, you know, and advocating for at the time. So I'm gonna add Long Leather Coat, Kicked Around No More, and Big Boys Bickering to make my Off the Ground a little more complete at the expense of those other three crap tracks.
Three crap tracks. Very, very good. Okay, is it my turn? Yes. Off the Ground, I think a lot of people know, is one of my least favorite Paul records, and I had no problem removing a bunch of tracks from this level.
If you reconstructed Flowers in the Dirt Half, I'm just wondering. I can't wait to see what you did with this one.
Yeah, but again, you know, like you said, you know, you got a lot of commentary, social commentary on this record, and removing some and then adding some. I mean, look how many songs he did that had some kind of social commentary on, you know, as the theme of the song. So removing some and then, you know, throwing some back on still makes it a social commentary album. You know, but I just prefer these other tracks, you know, musically, not necessarily lyrically, but yeah, first thing I'm taking off is Looking for Changes. That's gone. Peace in the Neighborhood, gone. Mistress and Maid, Mistress and Maid, gone.
Oh!
Yes. What? Yes.
Come
Biker,
on.
Biker Like an, yes. You're Biker gonna, Like you're an gonna, Icon you're keep, is gone.
Oh, okay. You're getting rid of that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then Come On People is also gone.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's fair. Goodbye. That's fair.
Goodbye. You know? yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Come on, man. That would have been a closer of an album.
Yeah, but you know what? I had the same thought as you, Andy. Long Leather Coat opening that record, I thought would have been a really great, you know, rocker. Yeah, it's still got this, you know, the theme of, you know, the whole leather thing and
leather and, animals, yeah, water, exactly, cruelty, animals, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's got all that thing going on, but man, that thing rocks, man. It really does. It sounds great. So going that, I'm a huge fan of Sweet Sweet Memories. I want that song on that album. Style, I think, is a great pop. I adore Style. Yes.
No.
What's Survey? I can't imagine. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Survey says, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Kicked Around No More is, again, a winner in my opinion. And then I would end, instead of Come On People, I would end this album with Big Boys Bickering. Myself,
it up for everyone. Know,
yeah, exactly, everyone. Exactly. A great great memory for everybody who's grown up with McCartney. You know, to end end this album with consistent swearing of the greatest swear word ever.
Yeah.
You know. So, but yeah, that's my off the ground. I'm changing. I'm gonna start it off with Long Leather Coat. I'm gonna end it with Big Boys Bickering, Removing Looking for Changes, Peace in the Neighborhood, Mistress and Maid, Biker Like an Icon, and Come On People. Go ahead and throw those tomatoes all you want. No, I don't care.
All of the taxes that you paid went to the Masquerade. Love that line.
Right.
Love that. So, I love that lyric.
Yeah, and I would also kind of swap out the version of The Lovers That Never Were on this one and put on that the demo from the Flowers
which is box, and I know Elvis loves that himself too, but I am like the only one who loves the album version of Lovers. I think the production on that is awesome, and
the production is fine, but those raw vocals on that demo just kill anything on that finished product. I mean, the raw vocals.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but that wouldn't have worked with the style of the production that Julian was doing. You're not going to, I mean, it's maybe if it went out earlier or was a single, I don't know. I mean, that demo version is fantastic, and it's raw, and even Costello says that. He goes, so you listen to that original demo of Lovers, it's awesome, but the finished version is also equally as good, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. Sam,
here we go.
Reconstruct.
We're so waiting with bated breath.
The tracks I've taken off are Peace in the Neighborhood. That is a ringer for all of us, you know.
right.
What's the opening line? The best thing I ever saw was a man who loved his wife. Rock on, Paul! Rock on! then I'm going to get rid of Get Out of My Way, which is one of the worst McCartney rockers ever put to tape. It's so generic and middle of the road.
Crash, bang, wallop, I'm a lover again.
Oh, God, I just threw up in my mouth a bit. okay, I'm all right. And rather controversially, let's get rid of Wine Dark Open Sea.
Oh.
Or as I call it, Wanderlust 0.2, the lame edition. It's just the worst version of Wanderlust. Didn't like it at all. It's very much the Predator 2 of that series, you know. And then, you know, despite repeated warnings, can be Alien versus Predator if you want. Off the Ground, most underrated album in the McCartney canon. It's produced like nothing else in his entire discography. It's very, very unique. It's got a very laid back, chilled out, kind of ethereal, dreamlike quality to it. And I really didn't want to upset that. So I've made as few changes as possible. Still starting off with Off the Ground, straight into Mistress and Maid. Bike Like an Icon is the third song. Looking for Changes, I Owe It All to You. Ending side one on the full version of Cosmically Conscious, which I think was needed. I couldn't fit in Down to the River, so I've left in the little snippet at the end, which I don't understand why it's on there. Seems like it's almost like an editing mistake. Not sure why the secret track has a secret track at the end of it. Quite interesting.
Right.
Kick open side two with Hope of Deliverance into Golden Earth Girl, Lovers That Never Were. Then, as with you two, Long Leather Coat, it speaks for itself. It is one of the album tracks where I'm like, oh, I get why people think that these B-sides are better than the album, because that track is better than most of that actually made it onto the final album.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it didn't make it, and something like Peace in the Neighborhood did. Literally makes no sense whatsoever. Although you have to go back to that story where all the members of the band gave every song a rating out of 10, and that supposedly
is the how one the
final
that...
tracks were chosen.
Right.
And I'm like, I can just imagine, like, maybe like Wixie giving this one like a 1, and Linda just shooting him a look like, what? You've just shut down my Animal Rights song. How dare you, Wixie? then straight into Kicked Around No More again. That is the exact sound of the album. It's perfect. Like, what I love about that song is that the solos almost sound like they've been recorded next door. They're like,
Yeah.
Like, or like they're underwater or something. It's a unique sound. Then end with Come On People, though the secret track this time around is Soggy Noodle.
So we're not going to remember to become cosmically conscious here, Sam? Come on.
No, it ends side one, all 4 minutes and 39 seconds of it.
So run me down your side two again, because that's let me hear side. I want to just write this down. It's pretty strong. Go again.
So side two, Hope of Deliverance.
Yeah.
Golden Earth Girl.
Yeah.
Lovers That Never Were.
Right.
Long Leather Coat.
Right.
Kicked Around No More.
Yep.
Come On People with Soggy Noodle.
I tell you what, that is one hell of a good album side. That's well done, my friend. That is probably one of the strongest album sides I've ever heard. You know, just resequenced. That would be a hell of a side too.
I can't believe Hope of Deliverance is in the middle of a side. That ding 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 ding. That's an opening sound.
That's an opening sound. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
But I couldn't put it as the opening of side one, just because Off the Ground is one of those songs. Like, I always go into a new McCartney album with a certain amount of trepidation. And the first time I remember that kind of anxiety was with Venus and Mars. I was like, oh God, it's the first post Band on the Run album. But then you hear, jing, 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 jing.
Yep.
I was like, oh, it's classic. It's classic McCartney. We're fine. And I had that with the, ow, ow, ow. I was like,
yeah.
It's McCartney. We're fine. Yeah. Which is why Egypt Station has a terrible opening track.
There's some it people that yeah.
It should be Come On To Me. That is the obvious opener for that album. Ow, 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 ow.
I don't know.
I like how it,
because so many of his albums do open up classic right out of the gate with a big rocker or like Band on the Run, Venus and Mars, Off the Ground. It was nice to have a change, right. A little bit of a mood change shift on to open up an album that's a little bit more darker. And I love how the album opens up with that opening station into I Don't Know. I love that.
I got crows at my window, dogs at my door. I don't think I can take it.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's Off the Ground, Flowers and Dirt, London Town. That's our reconstructed versions of those albums. Please let us know in the comments the songs you would remove and the songs you would add to replace those songs. We look forward to seeing what you guys would do with these three albums. We'll definitely continue this series sometime down the line. We'll do other albums. We can do what other albums? We can do Ram. We can do Red Rose. We can do Chaos.
Take your pick.
We can Tug of War.
What were the bonus tracks from Thrillington though?
Yeah. Oh man.
So we'll come up with some other album or let us know what other albums you would like us to do, reconstruct, and we'll get to them the next time around for this future series. So thank you all for that. Sam, let's talk about Paul or Nothing and Macca in Your Attic. What's going on with the show? Tell us what you got coming up and
So yeah, Paul or Nothing is the place to get all of your Paul all of the time. If you're only just discovering me now, I'll see you over there. You won't be seeing these two guys again.
oh, God.
basically, if you want, you know, Paul McCartney content from a guy who actually lives in the country that he was born then you can come to me. If you want Paul McCartney content from the country where he's most popular,
yes, the country that actually loves him. The country that actually loves him, you know.
Respects his music, and his talent. That is a very good point. But I've just done an episode on Blackbird singing that I'm really proud of. Gone through all the poems there. I've got Off the Ground B-sides with Ken Michaels coming out. After this recording, I'm going to do a couple of hours with Ed Chen on the Flowers in the Dirt music videos from My Brave Face all the way through to All My Trials. That'll be fun. And I'm finally going to start doing fireman stuff and classical music stuff this month as well.
Wow, so moving on in the world. All right.
Moving on to the big stuff. I'm going to try and speak to Julian Mendelssohn myself. Going to try and get to speak to youth. I've got lunch with Paul McCartney tomorrow. I'm not going to tell him you exist at all. I'm also I couldn't get Peter Jackson on my show, but he's going to be there at that lunch as well. So that'll be fun. I'll put a little mic in a plant pot and
pick up a recorded conversation.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. See, when I think of that scene, I do think of like a Will Ferrell type sight gag where it's literally just a mic in a plant pot, and it's very obviously sticking out. Attempted to hide it. Oh, John, what's this? I don't know. Anyway, back to my private sex life.
You're the leader, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, Paul, I'm bearing my soul. Just please listen to me about my trauma. Yeah, John, that's really good. Anyway, back to the songs. Paul, just listen to John, please. Just listen to his struggles.
But Mac in Your Attic will be.
Oh yeah, Mac in Your Attic. That's a little sideshow I'm doing. I'm recording an episode earlier today with Steve Mickelson from the Trimming the Musical Fat podcast. Cracking guy. Got another episode yet to come out, I believe, with a young lad over your side of the pond who has collected all but two of the single sleeves that exist for Beatles singles. So he's got all of them from all over Europe.
Oh, wow. He's
got two left. I think one from Belgium, one from Norway. Everyone check out that episode because I want to get those last two for him because it'll be an amazing art installation piece. I will never forgive the previous generations for throwing away single sleeves. Oh, you know? Like you know when Jesus on the cross is like, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." That's literally
You got the Jesus look rocking anyway, so you're halfway.
No, right. This is a John the Baptist look. Don't be confused.
You know, I hate when you if you ever been to like a garage sale or something like that, and you see people's like 45 collections, and there's no sleeve in sight. What the hell did they do with these sleeves? I don't understand why they didn't hold on to their sleeves. You know, and then you just see them in boxes without sleeves. It's so. Look,
there was one popular girl at school called Becky who didn't keep them, and then everyone else just followed suit, and it just spiraled out of control. You know. Yo, my name's Chet. I don't keep my single sleeves. Oh, he's so dreamy. You know, it's just shit like that.
Yeah. Anyways. So hopefully there was some more cringeworthy moments for you and where you saw something that you envy them about for having. And I just love those moments when you see something that you want and your facial expressions are great. So check those out too on YouTube, because YouTube is the only place for people to find the Mac in Your Attic, right?
Yep. It's me trying to copy your success on YouTube, basically. I was like, if these old geezers can do it, you know, then a young man like me can.
Yeah. Time waits for no one there, young master.
But I rely on young Ethan Alexander to do my thumbnails for me, so it's all just going down the chain. And I'm sure Ethan's got some 5-year-old who does all of his research for him. You know, just keeps going, you know.
Oh, we just like to rely on the youth to do all of our work for us, you know. But yeah, great job, Ethan, and thank you for having me on to host your episode of Mac in Your Attic. That was a lot of fun.
That was a fun one.
really had a great time doing that. And the stories, you know, that you told were very well done. So that was nice of you as well. So anyways, where can people find your show besides YouTube?
Yeah, just type in Paul or Nothing or Paul McCartney Podcast. Check it out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at McCartney Pod. There's a blog, paulmccartneypod.wordpress.com. Hey, I might even start a TikTok. Why not? You know, everyone's doing a TikTok these days. I don't know what that would be. Just me literally just going, yeah, it's a good song. Maybe I just do a TikTok of me doing the crap Paul McCartney impression whilst reviewing stuff. So I released this one back in 1990. I thought it was a very good song, and I thought I put semen on the end.
Well, yeah, and you got to do the you know, the different, obviously the different stages of Paul's aging voice. You know, are you doing 40-year-old Mac? Are you doing 80-year-old Mac? Are you doing 60-year-old Mac? That would be a good challenge. You know, different.
You know. Yeah. See, my impressions come from other impressions. And who's that really cringeworthy YouTuber who does Paul McCartney makes a cup of tea? You know,
Stevie Ricks.
Stevie
Ricks. Yeah. Stevie Ricks. I met in Liverpool. He was a funny dude. He's so corny and cringy, but he's a good lad. I've met him a few times.
No, his Lennon's way better than his Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
His Lennon is great. His Paul is a little hokey, but his Lennon is very good.
And his Bee Gees are good too.
Yes.
To quote my best friend Tom, not this Tom, I have a lot of Toms in my life. When we were watching Lennon naked for the first time, he went, "You put anyone in that wig and anyone in those glasses, they look like John Lennon.
Like John Lennon.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm. It's weird. You can have someone anorexic or massively overweight, any race, creed, height, gender, they look instantly like John. It's bad.
Gotcha. Very good, very good. Andy, anything you want to add before we sign off?
No, nothing. That we just recently hit the 900 sub mark, so thank you for everybody getting us to that 900, ever so closer to 1,000, which hopefully we'll get there sooner than later. I would think we will, and we will be going live. You know, coming up with some new live shows in a few weeks that Tom will tell everybody about in due time, which are going to kind of hopefully keep our viewership up and subscribers up. But other than that, just keep on listening to lots of music.
Great.
I can't wait till you guys are fully monetized as well. That's good.
That's going to be fun. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Then we'll be, you know, rival.
We can get all the versions of a
OSLA. We're not worthy, Sam.
Yeah. Speaking of new music, you know, I picked up, you know, as you know, I'm a big Judas Priest fan. Andy had talked about this, but this is Halford by Rob Halford. There, the
lead singer, right?
Yeah, this was
my neck of the woods. He is.
There you go. There, yes, this was the lead singer after he was kicked out of their Judas Priest there for a couple years, and then finally reissued on vinyl. First time here in the States, so looking forward to playing that. But anyways, yeah, you can find Two Legs on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Two Legs Podcast. Boom, boom, boom. Email us at twolegspodcast@gmail.com. The YouTube channel, like Andy said, Two Legs, a Paul McCartney Podcast. We just passed the 900 subscribers count, and as soon as we get to that 1,000, we're going to have a big 1,000 subscribers contest where you can enter to win multiple items. I showed one of the items that we were going to give away, which is the McCartney record, but it's the red vinyl, and that will be included in the giveaway, absolutely. And there'll be some more goodies in there as well. So if you're one of our audio fans and you want to be part of this giveaway, please, and you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, please head over to Two Legs, a Paul McCartney Podcast on YouTube and subscribe. We really appreciate it. We love all of the newcomers. Thank you very much. We love all the comments we've been getting on the YouTube channel. Thank you. We try to get to those, read them, and comment when and if we can. And Sam, it's always great hanging out with you. We'll make sure that you're back here in a near future to continue this series of reconstructing some of these Paul records that maybe could have been better in our opinion. And you know, we'll have some more fun with those. Andy's Sam, I'm Tom, and as always, everybody out there, have a great day and a beautiful night. Take care.